start the war in Ukraine. Oh, suddenly you have to, you know, drain your bank account to deal with Ukraine. They shut off oil production in this country. Oh, suddenly they're having to drain the strategic reserve and gas costs $7 a gallon. They shut down the supply chain. Suddenly they have to ration food for your own good. They impose climate change restrictions on first world countries, but they're going to also take $200 billion out of your coffers to pay for the starvation they're causing in third world countries. I mean, how many times can they get away with this? As many times as we let them is the answer.
You need to defend your civilization against the onslaught of this cancer of progressivism, liberalism, and globalist brainwashing. This is a life or death situation. No messing around. The prescription is two doses of InfoWars taken daily.
You know, I can't help but think that, you know, part of the awakening that's happening right now is because the problem reaction solution paradigm that they apply to every situation that the elites apply is really becoming too obvious to ignore. It can't go on forever, this obvious scam that they're pulling. I mean, how many times, it's like that Far Side comic where it's just an image of a brick being thrown through a window and tied to the brick is a flyer for like Jim's window repair. Like, that's essentially what we're dealing with, right? How many times can someone shatter your window and then knock on your door and go, "Hi, I repair windows. Would you like to hire me?" Like, how many times could they do that before you'd go, "Hold on, are you the one breaking my window? In fact, I know you're the one breaking your window. You can't keep doing this anymore." Like, how many times are we going to have to pay for the problems that these people cause? How many times are they going to be able to profit from, yeah, bricks thrown through your window, call Al's Glass? It's like, this is the Democrat globalist business operating procedure. And it's with everything. And all of this is really tied in, you know, pretty much together. And then, of course, you know, all they do is use the problems they cause to create division. Let's just look at some of these stories from NATO, from the G7, for all the globalist gatherings that are happening right now. Biden pledges to mitigate third world hunger, food shortages and consequences of G7 climate policy by spending $200 billion to control brown people's infrastructure and communications. Western leaders, specifically including the G7, have a serious problem. Their collective energy and economic policy, a chase for the climate change and corporate financial agenda, have created the downstream consequences of global food shortages and third world instability. The non-industrial nations will now once again suffer as a result of Western ideology and ignorance and arrogance. But of course, don't worry, they're going to take your money and give it to the people that they are now forcing into starvation. I mean, how many times, seriously, how many times can they start, like, just all these stories, right? You've got that story, obviously. You also have, you know, NYT, New York Times confirms on the ground CIA agents are directing the war in Ukraine, where another, $100 billion has been spent, or whatever the amount is up to at this point, right? They start the war in Ukraine. Oh, suddenly you have to, you know, drain your bank account to deal with Ukraine. They shut off oil production in this country. Oh, suddenly they're having to drain the strategic reserve and gas costs $7 a gallon. They shut down the supply chain. Suddenly they have to ration food for your own good. They impose climate change restrictions on first world countries, but they're going to also take $200 billion out of your coffers to pay for the starvation they're causing in third world countries. I mean, how many times can they get away with this? As many times as we let them is the answer. Biden pledges to mitigate third world food shortages and consequences of his own policy, the G7 climate policy, by spending $200 billion to send to, well, people that aren't us, obviously. You know, it's similar to this story. Biden administration signs 5-year lease to house illegal alien children in luxury $42,000 per year private school campus in North Carolina. Gee, I bet there's a lot of American children that would love, you know, foster kids, orphans, Americans who don't have anybody else to support them would probably love to be able to spend just a little bit of time at a luxurious 100-acre campus in Greensboro, North Carolina. with 800 staff members hired to take care of them and serve them. But no, all of that is going to children that were trafficked across the border. School was valued at $84.5 million in 2019. And it's been more or less purchased or hired outright by the United States government to house the migrants that, of course, they brought in. So more of your money not being spent on you or your children or your family or your nation, but being stolen from you to cover for the problems that they are creating with their policies. Canadian company pledges to produce 2 billion bugs per year for human consumption. When I look around the world, I think, you know what we need is more bugs. You know what we need are more worms and crickets and maggots, not humans. No, there's too many humans. There's not enough bugs. That's what they're telling us. It's weird and sick and bizarre and wrong. And of course, if any of this was good, they wouldn't have to force it on anybody. That's the point of force, right? You do it when someone's unwilling. When you're Hunter Biden and you want to abuse a hooker, you have to force yourself on them because they don't want to be abused. The American people, people in the world, don't want to eat bugs. If bugs were good and nutritious, you wouldn't have to convince anybody. Somebody would just take a bite of something and go, oh my God, this is so good. What is this? And you'd be like, actually, it's bugs. Like, really? Crickets? That's crazy because it's really delicious. Well, it's not delicious because it's not for human consumption because it's not what God intended. We are not frogs. We are not fish. We are not other bugs, so we should not be eating bugs. People wanted to eat bugs, you wouldn't have to force it, but nobody wants to, and so they want to force it. CNN reports, as inflation soars, Black Americans bear the brunt of rising grocery, gas, and housing prices. Yeah, it's not something that we're all suffering under. It's not something that just could not care less whether you are Black, white, Christian, Jew, doesn't matter. It's something we're all suffering under. So what happens when there's something that the American people could come together in order to oppose the people that are actually doing this to us? Luckily, CNN is here to tell people to be racist about it. Yeah, it has to do with race, you guys, of course. Scientists plan to feed primary school children crickets and mealworms to make the UK greener. Of course, it's not to make the UK greener. It's to get kids used to it. That's why they're actually doing it. Because again, I don't want to say love kids. That's why they focus on kids. Let's just say that. That's why they love doing this to children. And whether it's sexual indoctrination or eating bugs or, you know, scanning your palm every day when you get into school, it's about, you know, getting kids to do this when they're young so they don't even know that the world existed before they were forced to do this type of stuff. You get that, right? If they want to tell adults, hey, you need to eat bugs and, you know, have a tracking system on you at all times, people will be like, no, I've lived my whole life without that. I'm not going to do that. But if you just make it a regular occurrence with kindergartners who have no say and don't know any better, they'll literally just think that everybody's done this all along. Like, I'm sure if you told kids right now, if you're like, you know, it wasn't like this when I was little, we didn't have to scan our palms to, you know, get food at school, to be like, really? That's weird. Yeah, you just paid for it in cash. Like, they don't know any better. So it's all about psychological manipulation. And of course, Biden today has arrived at the NATO summit to help determine the next phase of war in Ukraine. Peace, not even an option, not even a consideration, not even on the table, not part of the discussion whatsoever. It's how to continue to exacerbate this war that they started, they caused, and they've been directing this entire time. How much more money can they siphon from the American people while keeping us all in a state of complacency? Meanwhile, Ukrainian cops scoured nightclubs for draft dodgers. So, you know, Ukraine has made illegal any political opposition to them. They've nationalized all of the media in that country. They have completely shed any semblance or pretense of being a democracy or being a republic or being anything other than an authoritarian hellhole controlled as a puppet by our CIA.
Please, all of you out there watching and listening, remember how many times I've been right. Remember how many times I told you exactly what was going to happen and it did happen. 30 months ago, I told you, there'd be worldwide food shortages and massive inflation, because I was reading what BlackRock and the Bilderberg Group and the Davos Group were actually talking about. Not in their public statements, but in their policy reports that are public but not widely distributed. So the biggest thing you can do now is get high-quality, affordable food, and it's back in stock, ready to ship right now. So write down this URL I'm about to give you and take action and protect yourself and your family. Don't be dependent on the system with the storm that's coming and that's already here. PrepareToday.com. That is one of the most important URLs for your future and the future of your security and your stability and your independence. Now, folks know for decades I have believed in survival and preparation. I believe we should grow gardens and should know how to use firearms and should know how to fix electrical systems, you name it. Because going into the future, if the globalists have their way, and they now are, during the Great Reset, most of the major infrastructure is going to be slowly shut down. So we've got to get ahead of that curve. Now, storable food is always a must-have. There's a lot of fly-by-night companies out there, but I've always gone out and found the very best sponsors and the very best products to bring to you, the very products that I've researched that I use. And instead of just going to InfoWarsStore.com, which still has the products linked on it, we have created with some great partners, PrepareToday.com. So it's a one-stop shop, not just of the highest quality storable food with the largest selections, but also hundreds and hundreds of great survival and preparedness items at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. And then it also sponsors InfoWars and keeps the First Amendment and the fight against the New World Order going, so it's a 360 win. Now, you can also follow preparewithalex.com, and that URL now points at preparetoday.com. All of you that in the last 30 months went out and bought storable food made such a great decision. Food prices are up over 30% in the U.S., and even higher in other parts of the world, and they're only going up. That's not a safe bet. That is a guaranteed. The central banks of the world have done this by design to bring the people to their knees. So when I told people at the beginning of the COVID lockdowns that it was going to cause worldwide food shortages and collapse, we were right. And those of you that bought storable food in the last few years have saved a lot of money. I would get involved now and get your storable food taken care of and other preparedness items at preparetoday.com while you still can. And keep it for us on the air. PrepareToday.com. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait. Don't be dependent on the system.